Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of The Christopher Smith Show. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. This is the first week, infancy. I always have problems when I call in. I got to call tech support and I got to get an understanding on why is it that when I try to get in here, I started at 7:48 today, and it would not let me in until we're 2 minutes in. Nonetheless, appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, guys, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that dude is at it again. BlogTalkRadio.com. The Chris.
Okay.
Mic check. I don't hear anything. Why don't I hear anything? Let me see if I got sound now. I hear everything coming through my headset, but I don't have anything on my board. There it goes. I hear me now. There we go. All right. I don't know what happened. Like I said, we are experiencing technical difficulties and definitely going to we're going to get that taken care of. I am going to get with tech support.
And we're going to get that taken care of. So, all right, let's try it this way.
Check.
Huh?
Let me see if I got sound.
Do I have sound now? Mic check.
But I don't have anything.
Okay, all right, we're good. We got sound. I can hear me now. Okay, so welcome to the show, The Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. Welcome to September 7th. People, I've been at this now for a week now. Okay. So, been at this for a week now, right? And I want to talk about something tonight. And what I want to talk about tonight is I want to talk about good. And I want to talk about good because what a lot of people don't understand is, in fact, for every stage of good, there is a new nemesis. For every stage of good, there's a new nemesis. If I could tell all the clients that I have helped over the years, if I couldn't get them to understand anything else, what I always liked to get them to understand is your good will have a nemesis. It will. It's I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your good will have a nemesis. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Back in the day, there was a show that came on TV, and the name of that show was In Living Color. And one of the skits that they did was Handyman, and it was a handicapped superhero. And that handicapped superhero was not that handicapped superhero was not a superhero out fighting crime. Because he was a handicapped superhero, he was just getting cats out of the tree, et cetera, et cetera. They were really being funny, all right? He was a handicapped superhero. And so if I can get you to understand a handicapped superhero, then I can go to Marvel. And then I can tell you about Thor. Thor was the keeper of the nine realms. He was a god. He was 1,500 years old. He had special powers. He was the strongest Avenger. He had a hammer named Mjolnir. He had an axe named Stormbreaker. These were weapons for gods. You could not wield them. He would tell everyone else, your arms will grow weak if you try to wield these weapons. And because he was the keeper of the nine realms, he needed to be powerful to match all of the enemies for nine worlds. People, there's a lot of you out there every day that give good love to someone. You are. You do. You give good love. And the unfortunate of good is for every stage of good, there's a nemesis to match. There is. It's an unfortunate fact. Let's say that it's an unfortunate fact. I was a late learner. I was raised by a man, and I was raised by a man that taught us that your family don't go hungry. When your wife complains about the lights not being on, it's your fault. When your kids are hungry, it's your fault. I was wired to cater to my woman. The teachings of what my dad taught me collided with the feminist movement. Women are now making claims that they don't need men. Well, that collides with my teaching. If I hear a woman say, well, I don't need no man, I make sure I never be around that individual to hear part two for that statement. Another story. But I realized very late in life, I was in my late 30s, early 40s. My dad was in my late 30s. My dad died when I was 38. And my dad was teaching me things. And I was like, no, Dad, no, no, no. My dad was like, boy, my son is dumb. Boy, he's a dummy. He's a big old dummy. But I got it. Nonetheless, my dad was teaching and taught his boys how to be men. I don't know how to be a player. I don't know how to be a showboat, whatever, all these jiggy names. So what I found out is when you exercise good, depending on who you give it to, they will create a nemesis for your good. People, rain, it's beautiful. It cleanses the earth. It waters trees. It fills our water supply. But rain is as nemesis to a convertible in a sunny day. There's nothing that will destroy, that will bring a ride in a convertible to a screeching halt like rain. It's good for everything else, but it's a nemesis to a sunny day and a convertible. So what I learned is what I'm going to try to get some of you to understand here tonight. Appreciate you for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that guy is at it again. Indeed, I am. Blog Talk Radio Network, the Christopher Smith Show, or the Chris Smith Show. You pick one. It's up to you. And I just like to do something and talk about things. I'm here every night, every weeknight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is, until 9 p.m. And I just talk about things, and I just love to do what I do. I love to run my mouth and educate. That's my gift. I'm giving it back. Just don't forget me on Christmas time. Don't forget me. I need my damn gift back. I need my gift. So if I could just twist it and say this, for every new level, there's a new devil. People, I have a daughter, and I don't have a relationship with my daughter. For those that know me know I am infatuated with superheroes. I call myself a superhero. My superhero name is Sir Nerd Anonymous Prime Supreme. Sir Nerd. I'm not just a regular nerd. I'm a Sir Nerd. I'm a big nerd. You anoint me a nerd. I went over to London and they gave me my Sir status. Yes, I did. It was COVID and y'all didn't see it. But damn it, I am. I'm a Sir Nerd. Anonymous is because I give without people knowing. I don't like to sit down there and say, hey, I gave. So I give in secrecy. And that's where the anonymous. And the prime, because I'm always in my prime. And the supreme, well, it says it all. Sud Nerd, Anonymous Prime Supreme. That's my superhero name. But even Sir Nerd, Anonymous Prime Supreme, has a nemesis. You see, I'm not allowed to just be this good without having a nemesis. So allow me. People, if you ask me, am I hurt by the fact that I don't have a relationship with my daughter, I would say you have no idea. It is not in vain. But as a superhero mentality that I have, I know that with great power comes great responsibility. It's the reason why there's some superhero that wear a mask and they say, the mask is not for you, it's for your loved ones. The villains don't need to know who your loved ones are because they can come at your loved ones. That story. That's not my story, though. That's not my story. But I do know, and it does apply, with great power comes great responsibility. I have responsibility to go on and educate despite my armor being pierced. So, am I hurt? You have no idea. The problem that what a lot of people don't understand about me is they don't understand my understanding. All right? They don't understand. People expect me to be like that other dude. This is why nobody did what I did. I created a career for what I did. Wrote books. I'm pimping my problems. That's what I do. Well, my problems, when I have problems in my life, for those that know me, and they know, oh, what's the problem today is what I'll be making money off tomorrow. That's how we does things over here. I pimp my problems. So I know why people don't understand why I look at things the way I do, because I tell people I have this superhero complex. You know, I used to be nice guy, man. You know, look over there. He's getting cursed out. He's getting dumped on a date. It's nice guy, man. That superhero, we had to kill that dude. We had to let that dude go. Get this guy on out of here. You know, so I changed. I'm still giving out love, but I'm doing it secretly, nonetheless. So I met my child's mother. I wanted a family. I wanted a child. And the most thing that I wanted more than anything on this whole wide earth world is I wanted to be the guy that picked his child up from school every day. Because I remember when I was a little child, and I remember when I used to get off for school, I used to have to fight a lot. You know, when people pick on you after school, I wanted somebody to say to my daughter, I'm going to beat you up after school. And then somebody say, you're going to beat her up? Yeah. Hey, you know that big black dude to be at the gate every day? Yeah. You do know that's a father, right? People, that was the only thing that I wanted. I went to school, went to court and fought for it. And I had a woman that said, "Nope, I don't even want that. I want the world. I'm gonna come to court and lie and say he's so incompetent he got instructions on his underwear. And then I'm gonna go out and then I'm gonna tell the world that no, they just didn't give it to him because he didn't lie. Didn't tell everybody she lied. I want to make it seem like she came to court and spit nothing but truth." But that's what happens, and the court's obliged. The problem is they were treating a father like a deadbeat. And my father, because I am my father, it wasn't having it. And then I thought about my military days. I thought about all the things, and I thought about a whole bunch of stuff. And I realized, as a superhero, you always have to fight. People, I fight with intellect. I'm not going to fight you with my hands. I'm extremely intellectual, and the problem with being the size that I am more so than anything, I'm very articulate, and I am not great. I'm not just regular smart. My smart is somewhere in the realm of extreme and up. I am extremely smart, and the problem with being as smart as I am is I articulate extremely well. And for a person that said, I'm going to take your good, I'm going to be a nemesis to your good, because we're talking about good, and even at good, even at every stage, has its enemy. And I realized later, not sooner, but I realized later, I ultimately realized, and this is why I understand my fight today, why I ended up with my child's mom. I understand why things went the way it went. I understand it. Do I agree with it? No. But people, my good goes way back to when I was a kid living on the streets of Newark, New Jersey. I had mothers that were saying, Chris, I'm glad my son hanging with you. I was going to be charged with mutiny in the military because I didn't like the way we was getting treated. I got out the military and I worked for the post office and I was a union representative. And then I left when I left there, I put people's problems on my shoulder, started a legal aid business, helping people, and then ultimately what I'm doing today. So I'm no stranger to fight, but not what other people didn't realize, excuse me, is what I understand, and that is at every stage has enemies. I had a child with a woman that bad matched my good. It was no competition. Like I stated earlier, if I was coming through, I was talking about the skit of the show in Living Color, and they had Handyman. And Handyman was a handicapped superhero. Didn't have really big issues because he was handicapped. But he did have little issues that was on his level, you know. So, and what people didn't understand is I understood that when you have the records that I have, you need a nemesis just as equal. You hear about it all the time when they say, God don't give you nothing you handle. God won't give you nothing you can't handle. You hear about these metaphors all the time. I'm just talking about it on the other side of the coin. This is why when I talk to people, when people hire me when they become my client, the first thing that I have to do, I have to break them. And I have to get them to understand a couple of things. And one of the things that I have to help individuals understand is your nemesis is tailored to you. I want everybody to understand what I just said. Your nemesis is tailored to you. You and I could have interactions with the same person and experience two different sides of their bad. And the reason why is because they adjusted their bad to me and they adjusted it to you. This is why I tell my clients, I need you to understand something. Don't think because that individual treated you like dirt, she is going to treat the next individual like dirt. It doesn't work like that. Everybody's bad is tailored to them. I mean, after all, my back door to my house is all glass. Do you really think you need a crowbar to break into a glass door? You might need a crowbar for a steel door. Same tool, same job, but because of the type of doors, a crowbar for a glass door might be an overkill. You just kick it. You know, you don't need nothing for a glass door. It's just like minimum. It's like, what do you need? Nothing for a glass door. But same crowbar overkill for the glass, just right for the steel door. We all are different people. So somebody may execute what they will execute on you. They're not going to be that with the same person. This is why people can be married and be total enemies and then get remarried and then they have harmony with their next individual. That's one of the reasons why. That's another story. I ain't talking about that. But there's a lot of people, I hear it all the time. God, why? Why? I hear individuals crying. I've been so good to this person. Yup. And you got blindsided by the fact that if you look at some of the biggest superhero stories, Wolverine and Beast are brothers. Sabretooth, excuse me, are brothers. Loki and Thor, brothers. You got a lot of superheroes that nemesis was once personal friends up there. Magneto and Charles Xavier, they built Cerebro together. Charles taught Magneto how to channel his powers. Then ultimately, they become enemies. You're married. Love of your life. You know all their buttons. They know all your buttons. And then what happens? Y'all become enemies. The problem with a lot of people, a lot of you, even myself, you have to know when to declare that person an enemy. Stop looking for what you had in that person. It's gone. That person now knows all of your moves. They know all of your moves. They know how you move. As a matter of fact, as the youngest one in the family, when I got into a fight with my oldest brother, I knew all his moves. Like, come on, bro. You used to beat me up when I was a kid. I know how you drop your hand when you throw a jab. I'm coming up under the jab, and it's night-night, nigga. And that's exactly what happened. I said, it's nap time, baby. No, we grown now. You can't do that no more. You know, you ain't changing nothing. Well, are you still going to drop your arm? Okay, I'm coming up under that. You know, and so it's just how it is. These are facts. When you see stores that have been robbed, oh, this was an inside job. Had an individual break in my house. When I went to the grand jury because we got up enough evidence when they were bringing the guy up on charges, because when he broke in my house, I was smart enough. I mean, people, you don't know a nerd. You don't know a person more nerdier than me. Don't let the looks fool you. The guy was breaking in my house. He was breaking in my house through my basement. In my basement, I had two light switches. So guess what I did? Guess what I did as the genius that I am? I took some peanut butter and rubbed it on the light switches. Before I left, I rubbed peanut butter on the light switches. Why peanut butter? Peanut butter is like paste oil. So when he broke in the window and the light switch, he left his fingerprint. I took, this is just straight nerd, right? I took some flour. I took some flour in the window that he was coming in. Dish detergent, and I put liquid dish detergent. I put liquid dish detergent on the floor, and then when I stopped the dish detergent, I put flour. And the flour got stuck in the dish detergent that was stuck on his boot, and when he walked into the rest of the part of the floor, it left a perfect footprint. So when the detectives came to my house, the one detective came down in my basement, he was like, "And then what the hell is all this?" I said, "Yeah, well, I told him what I did." And he was like, he looked at me, he was like, "What the?" He went up to the light switch and he put his flashlight to the thing and he looked at his partner and he said, "That's a perfect print." And And I was like, hey, that's just what I do. And then I had to go to the grand jury. And the grand jury, if you don't know, what happens is someone is brought up on charges. The grand, they get indicted. And then they go before a grand jury, and the grand jury decide if there's enough evidence to press charges. That's how it goes. So they get indicted. The case go before a grand jury. The evidence get submitted in front of the grand jury. The grand jury then say, we got enough to go forward with charges. And I actually came to the grand jury. And one of the questions that one of the grand jurors asked me was, how did you know it was him? And my answer to that question was, nobody walks down the street and just happen to luck upon a person that has so much stuff like I had. In order for somebody to know what I had, they have to have known me. And I guess that was a good answer. But my friend became my nemesis, and I got him arrested. And the rest was history. You know, he stole my stuff. I got some of my stuff back. A pawn shop that he took my stuff to, but that's another story. But just understand that a lot of us, we navigate ourselves through life, and we ask God, we hurt, we don't understand. We even say to ourselves, I've been so good. Why is this happening to me? We say that. I said it. I don't ask no more. For all the good that I have in my life, my nemesis percentage, I have a very low nemesis percentage. I do. I have a very low nemesis percentage. And the reason why I have a very low nemesis percentage is because I don't have a lot of people in my God darn life. I don't. I realize something. I live at 1313 Mockingbird Lane. I only give up about individuals that reside at 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Now, you can go ahead and Google that address if you want to. You do know that's the address for the Monsters, a show that came out back in the 50s. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to come to this house and I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to hit him in the head with an old can of bread. I don't know who the hell have bread in a can anyway. Where the hell you get bread in a can? Everybody else get bread in a pack. You want to hit me in the head with a can of bread. Oh, boy, I tell you. What are you going to do, okay? people, in about a week or two, I'm actually going to – I'm setting it up now in the studio where I can actually start doing the Christmas show out of Todd Smith Studios. So right now, you just got the vocals. You're going to start seeing me in all my antics. You'll start seeing me. But right now, let's just stick with what we got going on here tonight. Welcome. I am talking about good tonight, and I'm trying to get you guys to understand good at every stage has a nemesis. At every stage has a nemesis. There is a movie that came out called The Avengers. And it's from the Marvel franchise. And the one movie that I am talking about in particular is Captain America Civil War. All right. Those that know me know I make a lot of references to superhero movies. And rightfully so. This is going to be right there with what I'm talking about. Just hang on. They actually wanted to bring the Avengers under a council. Whenever there was an issue, they wanted Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, Clint, which is Hulk, Black Widow, Wanda, Falcon, Spider-Man, and the Hulk. They wanted all these individuals to get permission before they actually go and act. Captain America said, to hell with the convention, we are free agents. We can go wherever we want. And Vision. I forgot about Vision. Vision made a statement, which is going to bring understanding more, add more evidence to what I'm saying here tonight. And I appreciate you guys once again for being here. Honestly, you could be anywhere else in the world. Vision said, since Iron Man made his presence known, his mere presence invoked challenge. His mere presence invoked challenge. So what Vision told the rest of the Avengers is that the reason why we're constantly running into conflicts is simply because we exist. People, if you can't understand anything I'm saying tonight, understand that. If you're listening to me and you got beat up, as we all did, and you think you got left holding the bag, you think that love just put foots up in you, you tried to do this, if you can't do anything else, remember that. If you can't do anything else, remember that. I got a caller calling in, waiting in the kiosk. I see 111. I'm going to answer this call. I normally don't do that. I kind of like to see who this is, but I see 111. So I'm going to call. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, caller. Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can hear you better. Hold on. See if I can get you a better
hear of you. Can you hear me? How do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So how you doing, caller? State your name and where you calling from.
My name's Scott Marshall. I'm calling from Louisiana.
How you doing? Could you say your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Scott Marshall.
Scott Marshall. Scott, I'm talking about good tonight. You wanna add something to what I'm talking about here tonight?
We're talking about good, and I'll tell you what's good. So I'm a big supporter of the police department, and I say the police department should do a good job, especially back in 1997, beating that man.
Scott, are you driving in your car?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, and I've been drinking. And being a truck
kind of going in and out, but I don't know if anybody heard what he was saying. I couldn't make out anything he was saying. I hope I can get him back. You got something you want to add? I got another 17 minutes. You can call in. You got something you want to add? 516-418-5736. Once again, that number, the fax line, 516-418-5736. Jeez Louise. I'm talking about good tonight. I'm talking about good at every stage has a nemesis. So before Scott called in, I was talking about what Vision was telling the rest of the Avengers. Our mere presence invokes a challenge. All right? Now check this out. I can talk to 1,000 clients. And 1,000 of those clients, out of 1,000 of those clients, 800 of them would say, I treated this individual good. Notice I didn't say 800 of them are men, 800 of them are women. I did not say race. I mean gender, excuse me. But if I talk to 1,000 of my clients, 800 of them would say, I treated that person good, and they treated me like a big old bag of burnt dookie. Now, I don't know where you get burnt dookie from. I really don't know, but that's what they would say. I'm sure they would say, like, I got treated like a bag of burnt dookie. I don't know why you would burn dookie. I don't know why you put it in a damn bag. But I know I'm about to answer. The answer is coming. Y'all know it's a matter of time. But 800 of them would say, I got treated like a bag of burnt dookie. I was asked them, what have you learned from that? Because I want to be clear about something when it comes to good. I want to be clear. I'm going to be clear. A lot of us, we have applied good out of our class. We have class. What do I mean? I gotta back end this perspective with a lesson. A lot of us apply good out of this class. What do I mean? People, as a mid-aged man, I meet a lot of individuals that loved out of their class. People, when you love out of your class, the pain is triple. I was going to say double, but I'm not even going to make it that. I'm not even going to lame it up like that. When you love out of your class, the pain is triple. All right? Some of us, our enemies, our nemesis, were inevitable. By the mere fact you wore a fur coat down in the projects, you knew better than that. But you wore a fur coat in the projects, you knew that fur coat was out of its element. That's what a lot of us do. Now you heard me with the antics. Now I need y'all to follow. We love out of our class, and our nemesis are inevitable. You're setting yourself up for hurt. I assure you, most of us have loved when hurt and pain was inevitable. People build a relationship with cardboard bricks. I assure you, cardboard bricks cannot sustain a load. This is why when individuals say, oh, we building something. Yeah. The problem is your building materials are from Wax R Us. So when you go to Wax R Us and get the bricks from Wax R Us, they're paper bricks. They're not cement bricks. They can't withstand the load. You don't see this more than you see in the community you guys call black. People in the community you guys call black, there are many classes of people. Unlike the white community where there's probably four, maybe five different classes of people. In the community, there's about 100 different classes of people. There's the working, the ones that ain't working, the ones that's working but trying to get over, the ones that's working but ain't trying to work because they don't want to, they want to keep their benefits, the one that own a house, the one that own a house and got it in somebody else's name because they got bad credit. It's just so many variables. But I'm here to tell you, good at every stage has a nemesis. But what you go ahead and do is you put your good in harm's way when you love, and you do out of your class. People, I didn't do this. I didn't do this, and the results was what they were, but I got with a woman that graduated from Seton Hall with a graduate and an undergrad. And I went through some things, and when I tell people, or should I say when I listen to people talk about the problems that they had, if I can just give you an example. I can hire, a guy could hire me and tell me, well, I got a friend of mine that is paying $300 in child support and a month, and he got two kids. I'm paying $600, and I only got one, $300. Who is he? Oh, he's my man. He's an engineer. Okay. What does his child's mom do? Oh, they were married. She's a nurse. Okay. Oh, what do you do? I drive a truck. What about your child's mom? B don't work. The B lives in a public housing. The B is on welfare. Hold on, Chief. I need a name. We don't do that. Oh, Shaquita. So, your boy is an engineer. His wife is a nurse. You're a truck driver, and you had a child with a woman that's in public housing and on welfare. There's a 100% financial accountability for that child because you got with somebody that don't have nothing going on for themselves. 100% of the accountability falls in your lap. Your boy Slick, that's an engineer, when he decided to let that Section 8 sauce go, when he decided to fire off his Section 8 sauce, he made sure his Section 8 sauce landed in a better type of soil, if you know what I mean. I'm laughing at something else. But you, when you let your Section 8 sauce go, if you fired your Section 8 sauce off in some bad soil, therefore, you're paying more. Hence the term, you gave your good to the wrong class. A lot of us, out of desperation, out of not wanting to be labeled as a loner, got somebody. You know, as long as she got a uterus, you down. As long as her backside got some flare to it. I got to admit, ain't nothing wrong with squeezing a booty cheek. You know, I'm fond of a squeeze. You know, I am. I'm fond of squeezing a booty cheek. I am. Can't say I'm not. But I want to squeeze the booty cheek of a woman. I want to, when my woman smile, I want to say, damn, and she got a nice booty cheek. Well, two of them. They got a match. I want to be clear. The booty cheek's got a, I know I just said, I said, hold on, let me back that up. They got a match. I'm just saying. Gave your love to the wrong class. Therefore, the nemesis was inevitable. That's how that works. That's how that works. When you build a relationship, when you do everything right, when you use quality building materials, patience, time, love, getting to know each other, growth, when you use those things to build, a lot of individuals build relationships with people they don't even relate to. And the unfortunates of this perspective, when you go to Wax R Us, and you get your building materials from Wax R Us, disaster becomes disastrous. But when you build and you give, you put everything in the proper stage. All right, I want to be clear: the proper stage. Because good at every stage has a nemesis. Nobody is going to, I assure you, that second grade class that's putting on a play, I assure you they will not sell out Madison Square Garden. It's a second grade play. It's a bunch of kids. Half of them are going to forget their lines. It's just cute at best. So the school auditorium will suffice. But when you decide you want to not do things the right way, it's a different price to pay. It's just people keep your good in its class. People, I walk around every day. I actually watch women as they react to me when I walk into a store. I see it and I ignore it. Why? Because I can't. I just can't. I tell people, you will, I guarantee you, the ingredients to keep harmony in your life, just do things the right way. I promise you. When you do things the right way, you're gonna have a nemesis. It's inevitable. Damn, it needs to be a fight. I mean, after all, the Avengers was like 1, 2, 3. They was like Avengers 1, Captain America Civil War. They all was in there, but it was called Captain America Civil War. All of them was in there. The Avengers Age of Ultron, the Avengers Infinity War, the Avengers Endgame. They was built so well, they had multiple fights. You're one and done. I mean, damn, just no fight at all. Damn, Jesus Christ. But listen, y'all, I appreciate you guys for being here. I love it when I just bring you guys a different narrative, a different perspective, something that you can just say, you know, you're gonna not listen to me no more. And when you're done, you're gonna say, you know what? I learned something. You know, I seen that dude before. He got a real big head. I mean, you can crack jokes on me. You can do what you like. You can. But just know that what I do, me personally, I make sure that every time I speak, better off than you was before you start listening to me. And I just hope that's the case tonight. I'll see you guys in 23 hours. Good night, y'all.